It is the 22nd day of May 2013. On the phone line, let's check now with Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson. She's right here in Champaign County, Illinois. Let's talk about the marketplace, because when I left, I was kind of thinking, hey, we put a lot of corn in the ground last week, and that's probably it. And here I am, I did not look yesterday, and I didn't actually look at the markets until just before we got on the air, Jackie. And I see green and a dime higher in corn. What's happening?
Well, we got a big boost this morning when we saw 360,000 metric tons of corn sold to half of it to China and half of it to unknown, which is probably China anyway. And that started a lot of, I would say, short covering. As the day went on, you know, there's been more and more talk about replant on new crop corn out in Iowa because people rushed to mud it in. We're seeing rain on the radar, you know, in Wisconsin and parts of Iowa. And so now I think we're starting to develop a few concerns about whether or not will the rest of the crop get in a timely fashion. And I think it's very hard for the trade to ignore the fact that we put in 43% of the crop last week, which means 43% of the crop will be pollinating probably the third week in July. Not an ideal time. And so when the ethanol production report came out, up 2.1%, it was just hidey-ho and away we go. And on the close, we saw all kinds of things happening. We saw, you know, the highs for the days come in on the close, basically, and very significant closes. You know, we closed over the 50-day moving average in July corn, first time since March 27th. December closed over the 10-day. Significant July beans put in new highs on the close. In fact, we blew away the old high from February 22nd. At 1483.5 and closed at 1494.25. September was over 13 for the first time since March 28th. November closed over the 50-day, excuse me, for the first time since January 28th. And so that was being supported also by hard red wheat and concerns that there may be some more severe weather coming out there. It was just like a perfect storm today is what it was. And you just saw this market surge higher and actually close higher for a change. So this is one of the first Wednesdays we've had a very positive day in a long time.
It's a positive Wednesday, but how cautious are you?
Oh, I'm always cautious. I hate to tell you.
I know that.
You know, I think this is a good opportunity. I have been saying all along, and I will continue to say it, I believe July corn has been being beat up primarily because basis has been doing its job. It has been buying corn out of the countryside. When you see basis 80 over out in Kansas, and I have heard comments coming out of farmers now the last couple of days, come and talk to me when it's double that. That tells me that the farmer is now getting to a point where he's saying, you know, I have this many bushels left. I'll sit back now, and I'm going to wait for a while. If that's the case, then I do think we will start to see some buying coming into the futures market because that's what it's going to take to get people to let go of the remaining corn. I mean, it's done a good job so far. The farmer sells because of better basis, and then the person buying it sells the board to protect themselves from having paid too much. It's held the board down to a manageable level. Obviously, they haven't gotten all the grain that they want, but we'll see once what happens. One day up is not a day to necessarily hang all of your hopes on.
So just be prepared for whatever the market happens to bring.
Take advantage. I mean, if you've been sitting here waiting to, waiting perhaps on the December or the, you look at November beans, 1238.75 today, really good close. You have to be prepared to take some action. And I would probably be in the, you know, more in the likelihood to do some type of put or something like that. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about, and you've heard me talk about it before, is, you know, you got to be prepared for whatever the market presents. And, you know, if you look at these guys, okay, our highest sales have come across the scale in the last few years. We've seen guys really disappointed with forward cash sales, especially last year because of the drought. Some guys paid $3.50 a bushel to buy back their contracts. In other cases, they've been really disappointed because they sold too early. Those are scary situations. I've got a quote from a guy named John Wooden that says, "Failure is not fatal, but failure to change might be." And just because we have a late-planted crop at this point in time does not mean we are not going to have a good crop. And so I think that the key is that when you see opportunities like this, if you are not prepared for whatever the market is going to give to you, take advantage of some of this.
Turn your attention to livestock market, cattle in particular.
Well, cattle. Whew, that's an interesting one now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We put in all-time high for boxed beef today at 211.04, and we just saw the cattle market dwindle away and lose over a dollar. So it's down over a dollar to $1.20 right now. You know, I think primarily it's coming out of demand concerns. With these high box beef prices, they're saying, can grilling continue to make beef move? The higher corn prices, of course, basically, didn't help anything, especially in the feeder cattle market where they lost 260 to 270. But I think that there is still some hope out there. When you look at grilling, I believe, is going to be strong. And we also, when you hear packers talk, they've got cattle for right now, but boy, oh boy, they're very concerned about how many cattle are going to be available as we get into that June time frame. And that's why I think boxed beef prices are going wild, because they're just trying to lock up as much as they possibly can.
And then for hogs, it is grilling season, as you mentioned.
It is. You know, one of the other things we always think about at this time of year, you know, hogs have a tough time. You know, there's a reason they lay in water, because they can't sweat. And you usually end up with lighter weights at this time of year because it impacts intakes. No matter how good our buildings are and how well ventilated they are, you can only take so much humidity. The other side of it is, and this can be a double-edged sword, Dave and I talked about a little bit this morning, they did find that virus in the piglets last week.
Right.
Well, ultimately, in the long run, the good news is it doesn't affect humans at all, but the bad news is that down the road, the size of the herd may be impacted by it, and therefore, you know, when you look at that, that's given them enough, I guess, gumption to want to do some short covering. We still haven't been able to take out all of the highs that we've seen, and so I think that, it's one of those things where, I guess I might be wrong here. I think we did take out last Friday's high, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a bad girl I am. Anyway, I missed that right at the end. we did take it out. So our next goal then would probably be to go up here for the 200-day moving average, which is at 96. And I think that's going to be kind of a tough one to make. But, you know, I'll take a step back to the cattle. Cattle are just dragging behind the cash index. And so at some point in time here, we're likely to see it pull up. But there's going to be competition coming from all of the cows and heifers that are getting slaughtered, too. We're seeing a lot of that going on in cow-calf herds because of a lack of pasture, and in some of our dairy herds because of a lack of alfalfa.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, and I'm glad you and Dad could go.
Oh, we had just a ball. Thanks so much.
Yep.
That's
bye-bye.
Jackie Vague. She's with Stuart Peterson. She's from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.